Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, August 22nd. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During the month of August, in worship, on our social media, and for the Word of the Week, we are sharing favorite Old Testament stories and scriptures. Today's scripture reading is the beloved 23rd Psalm. You may have this psalm committed to memory. If you don't, I invite you to read the psalm in full. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, The Lord is My Shepherd, and our scripture reading is the 23rd Psalm, the first two verses, which says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. Psalm 23 is one of those scriptures that helps steady us and gives us a handhold in times of challenge and struggle. Over the years, many have memorized the words of comfort and strength that the 23rd Psalm offers. You may be one that memorized this psalm in Sunday school or confirmation class. Or maybe you simply have a favorite verse from this psalm that holds you and can center you again when you bring it to mind. The first verse, which says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, are words that center me. The 23rd Psalm is one that feeds our souls and sustains our spirits when we know and rely upon the shepherd this scripture speaks about. When we are able to bring the images of the 23rd Psalm into our own lives, we see that the message of this psalm speaks about who God is and how God cares for us in the midst of all of life. The 23rd Psalm is a reminder that God holds the big picture, and that brings comfort as well as promise and joy, and is a reason to be encouraged. Have you ever noticed that the words of the 23rd Psalm are nearly all about the character of the shepherd rather than the nature of the sheep? The shepherd is the one who keeps, who leads, who makes the sheep lie down in green pastures, who restores, and who protects. It is clear in this psalm that the sheep are in relationship with the shepherd on the basis of what the shepherd does, rather than on the basis of what the sheep do. When we are in relationship with our shepherd God, we will have the individual strength to navigate the changes of life and the challenges of life, because God, as our shepherd, is patiently and creatively finding us green pastures and still waters to comfort and keep us. Our Christian faith affirms and bears witness to the God of the 23rd Psalm. This would be a good psalm to commit to memory and to read or say to ourselves when we need to be reminded that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.